Hi, my name is Pam Magwaza, and you're listening to Drum Weekly. It's Father's Day week, and I might be biased here, but I love dads. Present dads, that is. I was lucky enough to grow up with a father who was not only present, but active in raising me to become the person I am today. My father, however, had me in his late 20s, so he was relatively a young dad. And I agree, that can be a pretty daunting task for many young men who are expectant dads. This is why, for the next 2 weeks, we'll be chatting to young dads who are currently raising children. They will share their experiences with us and advice for other dads who might be listening. In today's episode, we speak to Durban-based businessman and founder of U Media, Msizi Nxumalo. He's a girl dad. To what I might add, one of the cutest baby girls ever. Here's what he had to say about his experience.
When I had my first daughter, that was 2017. I was 27 years old. Obviously, it's a new environment altogether, trying to become a father, from being a boy to becoming a father. I wasn't ready, but I had planned for the child. So in terms of, well, me and the mother had talked about it. It wasn't a plan as in like I had saved up some money to, you know, to fund my child's life. That day happened as time progressed. So, I was 27 years old and I was still young, still out in the streets, still doing the streets things. But then I had to be cuffed at the time, because now being a father means you have to be responsible to some extent. So there were things that then I had to change with my life, which wasn't easy. But I had to welcome my child with everything that I had in me. But then the funds were not right. So that became like a hurdle of its own, you know. You're having a child in your life. You have a woman. Now the woman has to come and stay with you as well. Trying to raise a child together. Nobody two. You're both not working on a formal job. I had my own thing on the side, where the business that I'm running currently was still small at that time. Way, way, way too small. So the income wasn't like as fluid as it is right now. So yeah, it was a struggle, but it came with love. So everything was done with the heart. It kind of didn't like appear as trouble at the time. Like, but when I look at it now, looking back, I can see how much I went through to get where I am with raising the child and being myself as a self-employed gentleman. Yeah.
You mentioned finances, and that's a huge thing that changes when you have a child. So how did your relationship with money change once you had your daughter?
I had to prioritize things. When I had my daughter, obviously the way I use my money had to change. But at the same time, I couldn't like dedicate everything that I made towards my daughter's life, because I still had a business that I also had to bring up. So which means I had like two kids, three with the baby mama. So can you imagine now? You have this, the child, you have the baby mama, you have the business, you have rents to pay, you have survival on its own. Now you also need to take care of yourself. So like there were so many responsibilities piling up on me all at the same time. And mind you, at that time, I come from a home where if you impregnate somebody, you have to own up and take responsibility, which means with Zulu, you have to go pay up. You know, with that happening, I got to a point where I didn't global. And global, you know, it does not just take 100 rand of your pocket, it takes chunks.
Yeah.
And that chunk is a little chunk that I didn't have at the time, but it happened. I mean, you know, so following that, I had no money. had to live from day to day with anything that came by up until, you know, now. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So manje, it's a bit easier, nyana, because the child is not with me 24/7 with the mother. So ngiyakwazi ukuthi I can save up some money on my own and then fend for the child from a distance. But ideally, it wouldn't, if it were up to me, it wouldn't be that situation. It would be the other way. But at the same time, it's a benefit because it allows me time to breathe and also to save up because I don't have responsibility right in front of me. I know it's an unfair situation, but it works because at least to provide for the child from a distance. So money is not so much of a problem right now. As opposed to your child being in front of you, asking for things every day. And sometimes when you can't provide, it feels like you're a failing father.
Yeah.
So from a distance, it works. Yeah.
And you mentioned that at the time you felt like these were things that you had to do because you were expecting a child. You felt through culture, you have to perform certain things, either uyahlawula or uyalobola. So what advice would you give to expectant young fathers now based on your experience?
I'd say, yes, traditionally or Tuan, culturally or traditionally, either or. Yes, vele, you have to own up to your responsibility. But I'd say take time and study your person, the person that you would. And also, if there's a child, it does not necessarily mean that that person is your forever. So don't make hasty decisions at the time. I'm not saying mine was wrong, but I'm saying because we are not together anymore, which means we are not ready. We're both not ready to become what we wanted to become at the time. So you might meet a person right now and then you'll get in a situation where you'll impregnate each other and then there's a child that is expected and you make hasty decisions based on your customary background. And then those decisions don't align with your vision that you already have for your future because now putting two people together, that's putting two minds who don't think alike and telling them to think the same. And it clashes. There are going to be fights. There are going to be problems. And those problems, sometimes you are not with a strong person or you are not a strong person yourself. You might not be able to withstand all of that. So to spare yourself from all of that, if there's a child, just commit to the child. Both parties, just commit to the child, however it is, and keep discussing on how you can be better parents as opposed to you trying to be a better relationship instead of just focusing on the child, which is what keeps you guys together. Sometimes, yes, abortion is not a thing for any of us. I wouldn't recommend it for anybody. So don't run away from the responsibility by trying to abort or, you know, own up to the responsibility, but just commit to the one thing that has kept you guys or that brings you guys together, which is the child, because you can't reverse that one part. But things that pertaining to the relationship, don't try too hard. If it doesn't work, walk away. You know, people put too much effort into a relationship where it ends up being a problem between you and raising the child. And so much that most guys end up running away totally from the responsibilities because of such. Mm-hmm. Because there's too much expectations on the relationship and not the kid only, which is what I'm staying here for. That's what I'd say.
My three takeaways from this interviews were, 1, there is no excuse for not being a present father in your child's life. 2, don't let a failed relationship stop you from being a dad to your child. And 3, the journey in fatherhood only gets better and better. Thank you to Msisi for sharing his story with us, and thank you for listening. Happy Father.